Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was so talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
David Bowie released his 12th studio album, Heroes, on this day in 1977. The second instalment of his Berlin trilogy with Brian Eno of Roxy Music. His other releases being Low and Lodger. Heroes continued the ambient experiments of Bowie's previous album, Low, released earlier that year. It also featured the contributions of guitarist Robert Fripp. Heroes was later named the album of the year.
I'm just an individual who doesn't feel that I need to have somebody qualify my work in any particular way. I'm working for me. I think it all comes back to being very selfish as an artist. I mean, I really do just write and record what interests me. And I do approach the stage shows in much the same way. It's the old adage, I mean, you can't please all the people all the time. You know, so you just don't try. So I have to please myself first. And if I'm happy, then my presumption is there's going to be a certain amount of people that will be happy too.
In 1988, Def Leppard became the first act in chart history to sell 7 million copies of two consecutive LPs, with Pyromania, the third studio album released in 1983, and Hysteria, which became the band's best-selling album to date, selling over 20 million copies worldwide and spawning six hit singles. Here's drummer Rick Allen.
They were the times that really, really showed the character of the band and the individuals, and just really finding out who your friends are. I think that's one of the things. And then the other thing is the fact that we're constantly writing new music. You know, people say, oh, you know, you're making another record. No, there's always new music. People are always coming up with new ideas. And I think that keeps it vibrant, keeps it fresh.
And a milestone birthday for Sir Cliff Richard, who was born on this day in 1940, making him 80 today. Britain's most successful solo artist, his first hit was in 1958 with the single Move It, then 1959 with Living Doll, and the 1979 hit with We Don't Talk Anymore. He also had over 100 UK top 40 hits.
I remember on my 70th there were 200 people and I couldn't speak to everybody. I guess it was just having them all there that was nice, but no, the 80. I think the original title for my tour was going to be the 80th birthday tour. I said, "Oh, we've done that 70th birthday tour, 75th birthday tour," and I was speaking to myself, saying, "Well, I feel great at 80. I like the fact that it sounds good. The Great 80 Tour. It's all that TTTs comes off the tongue really easily." It's so funny.
Happy birthday, Sir Cliff, and that is Today in Music for Wednesday, October 14, Mix 104.9.